the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
What do you make of the idea of Golf's Irish Open, which is partly funded by the Irish government, being hosted next year at Donald Trump's Doonbeg course in County Clare? Well, we have Lawrence Donegan with us, the founder and editor of McKellar Magazine. But first, one of our American political contributors and a golf nut, Larry Donnelly. Thank you very much for joining us. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, look, I broadly welcome it. At the same time, as I've said many times commenting on politics, I reject much of Donald Trump's politics. But I broadly welcome this idea. Let's face it, the Walker Cup, which is a very big amateur golf tournament, will be held in Lahinch, followed by, you know, this Irish Open, which got huge eyeballs, which garnered global attention this year because of the extraordinary finish and the win by Rory McIlroy, will be held the following week in Doonbeg. So literally, County Clare will be the golf capital of the world for those couple of weeks. And I think the opportunities here for Irish tourism and different things are hugely important. And of course, it's important, no matter who the United States president is, that we engage with him or her. And I would expect that Donald Trump will pay a visit here. And despite some of the differences that have emerged, I expect that Michal Martin as Taoiseach will meet with Donald Trump. And I think engagement is hugely important, especially when there are some transatlantic differences. There are some points on which Ireland is exposed. And we know Donald Trump responds very well to the personal touch, to the fact that his golf course has been selected. I think it, all in all, it's to the good. And I say that again as someone who doesn't like much of Donald Trump's politics.
Yeah, the last time he was president and he came to Ireland to go to Doonbeg, our then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar decided not to trot off down to Doonbeg after him, but to meet him almost on neutral territory of Shannon Airport. Do you think that the nastier Donald Trump is towards us, as he has been in relation to tariffs and other issues in recent times during his second regime, that the more the Irish government will sort of trot off obediently to what he wants, and that Micheál Martin might end up down in Doonbeg?
Well, I think that there's every possibility of that. I mean, look, this is a national open. It's a very big deal. It's an increasingly big deal in golf on the world stage. And if the president of the United States is there in attendance, it is, you know, his golf course. It is a place that employs an awful lot of people in Doonbeg. I was there in Doonbeg when he visited. Contrary to most of the rest of Ireland, you won't find many locals saying a bad word about Donald Trump because it is a massive employer in Doonbeg. I do expect that the Taoiseach will be there to meet Donald Trump. Now, when you meet with Donald Trump, that's not to say you endorse his policies, but what you do endorse and celebrate is an extraordinary relationship between Ireland and the United States. And I think it's all the more important that we do things like this when, as we've said on many occasions, there are tension points, undoubtedly, about the relationship between us, when there are tensions, arguably, about the relationship between Ireland and Irish America. All of this stuff, I think, is hugely important. And whether we like it or not, that is the realpolitik of the situation. And I welcome what the Taoiseach has said today in response to the news, basically saying that, look, this is about much more than one president or one Taoiseach. It's about a relationship that is mutually beneficial and we need desperately to preserve for all sorts of reasons.
Fancy says to me, Matt, have a day off from the Trump bashing. It's absolutely fantastic that the Irish Open will be held in Doonbeg. Huge boost for the area. Another one, though, says that for the golf next year, I have to say I think it's disgraceful that the golf is going to be in Doonbeg. The K Club is great, doesn't need to be changed. The government is just honouring a man who is a convicted felon. What impression is that putting out to the world? Another one says that's the last place the Irish Open should be held, considering Trump is so openly in support, verbally and financially, of the genocide in Palestine, something this country is staunchly against. The mind boggles as to why they chose this course. More brown nosing is the only reason I can think of. Lawrence Donegan, can you tell us, please, what you think of all of this?
Well, this is, as Larry said, this is real politic. Doonbeg is a fine golf course. I've played there myself. But if I'm picking a venue for the Irish Open, I'm probably not going to Doonbeg. Ireland has many, many, many finer, better golf courses than this. But the reason, obviously, the reason it's going here it is for part. Well, certainly there's politics involved for the Irish government. I don't. Governance in Ireland is not my specialist subject, as you can probably hear. But it's a win-win for Ireland. Every governments across the world know that. Again, as Larry said, Trump loves a personal touch. This is an easy win for the Irish government. Give Donald Trump what he wants, a big golf tournament at his golf course, and it makes him happy. And that is, it is about building relationships. So that's, from my perspective, that's why this has been done. From a golfing perspective, as I say, Doonbeg is a fine golf course, but there are many, many finer golf courses in Ireland, which probably would have been better venues for the Irish Open.
But again, Lawrence, you know, this thing about how Trump manages to bend everyone to his will, because, as I said, Leo Varadkar wouldn't go to Doonbeg during his first term. Micheál Martin very likely will if he comes next year. And then just go back a little bit of the history of how initially the likes of the PGA dumped Trump because of the things he was saying, but now have just let him back in control.
Yeah, well, if you go all the way back to 2016, there was an event. Donald Trump bought the Doral Golf Resort in Miami back in, I think, 2013. The PGA Tour had an event there. It had been there for 30 years. Trump ran for president in 2016, came down the golden escalator and said his infamous words on Mexicans. Subsequently, within a few months, the PGA Tour or Cadillac, the sponsor, withdrew its sponsorship of the event at Trump's resort. The PGA Tour took the event away from Doral. That was in 2016. Lo and behold, the second Donald Trump term comes around, and guess what's on the PGA Tour schedule next year? The Miami Championship at Trump Doral. So there's that. Again, I think Trump has been looking for events on the DP World Tour for years. He had no luck. Returns to government in January of 25. Lo and behold, a couple of months later, an event appears on the DP World Tour schedule called the Scottish Championship. This is in May. The event was scheduled for August. Quite funnily, around the same time that this event was announced, Donald Trump Jr. was speaking at a crypto conference in Bulgaria at the behest of a company called Nexo. Lo and behold, 6 weeks later, the name of the Scottish Championship to be held at the Trump International Golf Course in Aberdeen. Incidentally, the name of that event has changed from the Scottish Championship to the Nexo Championship. Who knows what the machinations are, but I think we can all join the dots there. The big one, Matt, is the really big one, is the 2028 Open Championship. The R&A, which hosts the tournament, hasn't yet announced where it will be held, but there is strong speculation that it might go back to the Turnberry Golf Course in Ayrshire, South Ayrshire, the Trump Turnberry Golf Course in South Ayrshire. It was last held there in 2009, and it was generally accepted that it had been removed from the open rota for logistical and commercial reasons. The R&A is very much into huge crowds. Turnberry can only really host 100,000. It was 100,000 attended the open at Turnberry 2009. To give you a sense of that, I think the numbers for Portrush this year are around 270,000. So there's the logistical, or certainly the commercial challenges of taking an event, the open, back to Turnberry in 2028. The new chief executive of the R&A, Mark Darbin, took over the job in January of this year and was extremely sceptical when asked if Turnberry would return to the open rota. But here we are 6 months later. Mark Darbin is having meetings with Eric Trump. He revealed that in July. So again, no announcement has yet been made, but the R&A is, again, it's been widely reported that the R&A is coming under huge political pressure to take the open to Trump Turnberry in 2028. We will see if it bends like everybody else.
Larry Donnelly, James in Dublin 7 says, it won't matter too much. Sure, Trump will probably win the Irish Open himself anyways. He'll no doubt set the course record while he's at it as well. He's not coming to play, but you never know. He might be out doing a few rounds in the Pro-Am beforehand. Larry.
Probably. I'd say he probably will. But look, you know, there's lots of people who are critical of Donald Trump's golf game, and lots of people critical, including myself, of lots of things he says and does. I would say, Matt, that if I'm 79 years old and I have a move as good as he still does, I'd be relatively happy.
Why, do you have fellas going around throwing balls down in front of you where they haven't landed to give you an easier second or third shot?
I saw that, but I don't think there's any disputing that he can still hit the ball pretty well for a guy who's 79.
And just to finish with you, Lawrence Donegan, we saw the chaos that was caused when he went to the US Open men's final on Sunday evening, and people who had spent a lot of money to buy their tickets not been able to get in for the first or even the second set because of the queues that were caused. Is he likely to turn up, do you think, at the Ryder Cup in a few weeks' time between the United States and Europe?
Oh, he's already announced he's turning up.
Oh, he's not, is he?
There on, he has. So he announced it. Actually, can I just before, Larry's dead right. Donald Trump is 79 years old. He's a really good golfer for 79.
Why don't we just let him go off and play golf full time and forget about the politics?
So you're into that, Matt. You've got to drop the Trump bashing. I mean,
the Trump derangement syndrome, I think they call it.
There you go. No, he is. He's showing up at the Ryder Cup. He already announced it. He said that the PGA Tour had invited him to the Ryder Cup. Actually, the Ryder Cup is run by the PGA of America, but we'll leave that to one side. He will be there on the Friday, and I expect he will get a rousing reception there, unlike the US Open. Now, again, Donald Trump loves golf. I mean, let's face it. He's absolutely in love with golf, devoted to the game. It was his core business before politics became his core business. And, you know, I suspect he'll get a good welcome if he goes to Doonbeg as well.
Yeah, but again, what was that Larry great mentioned, book that was written? Commander in Chief, Rick Riley, wasn't that the book?
That was a book. That was a very, very funny book. But I mean, nobody's denying that Donald Trump cheats at golf. My goodness. I mean, there's lots of cheats at golf. I play a bit of golf, and I play with a fair few cheats. Yeah, that's a fantastic book. Highly recommended. Rick Riley, a great book. But again, I suspect when he gets to Doonbeg, he'll get a pretty, well, certainly a good welcome from locals. Because as Larry mentioned, he does. It's the same at Turnberry. Donald Trump goes to these, again, I hate to call Doonbeg a peripheral part of the economy, but these places are. And at Turnberry, Donald Trump is known as a great employer who looks after his staff, and he's providing employment in these places.
In fairness, that's what they say in Doonbeg and County Clare as well. And we've had people from there on the programme who've said it. We've got to leave it there. Lawrence Donegan, great to have you with us, founder and editor of the Keller magazine, and as ever, Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway and political columnist with thejournal.ie.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.